بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in last night's Taraweeh Salah we commenced with Surah Al-Anfal, which we will continue in tonight's Taraweeh as well inshallah. And in verse 70 of this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very amazing incident with regard to the capturing and the subsequent ransoming and release of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. Regarding the Islam of Abbas radiyallahu anhu, there is difference of opinion. When did he accept Islam? But nevertheless, this particular incident took place in the second year after Hijrah. The occasion was the Battle of Badr. And before the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum that there are a number of people in the Quraysh army on the other side fighting us, who I feel are here due to compulsion. They did not want to fight against us. They are not really our enemy. But because they were residents of Makkah Mukarrama, they were forced to join the Quraysh army. And therefore, if anybody encounters them on the battlefield, do not kill them. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then mentions that if anybody encounters anyone from the Banu Hashim clan specifically, do not kill him. And then he singles out two individuals. The first person, Abu al-Bukhtari bin Hisham. Anyone who comes across him, then do not take his life. Abu al-Bukhtari was not a Muslim, but when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarrama, he was very sympathetic towards Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, he was very instrumental in ending the boycott that had taken place. He was against the boycott. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to acknowledge and appreciate this good favor of Abu al-Bukhtari. So he says, anybody who encounters him, do not kill him. And the second person whose name he takes is anyone who encounters my uncle Abbas, then do not take his life. Nevertheless, the battle takes place. Allah gives the Muslims victory. And on the night after the battle, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum noticed that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is restless. He is unable to sleep. So they ask him, what is the cause for your restlessness? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, سَمِعْتُ عَنِينَ عَمِّي الْعَبَّاسِ فِي وِثَاقِهِ, that how can I get sleep when I can hear the cries of my uncle Abbas, because you have him chained up, you have him tied up. فَأَطْلِقُوهُ, so at least untie him. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum do this. And then a group of Ansar come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say, O Nabi of Allah, if you want, we will release him. We will let him go back to his home. And we will not charge him any ransom. There was an amount that was fixed that every captive had to pay to secure his freedom. So if you want, we will allow him to go for free. Now look at the justice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the fairness. He says, Abbas is a person who has wealth. So therefore, do not set him free without charging him. Charge him the full amount. Do not even give him a discount of one dirham. Why? So that people should not say later on that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam favored his own family member. Nevertheless, the incident is lengthy. Abbas radiallahu anhu is brought before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he then says to him that, listen, I have already accepted Islam. So why are you now charging me a ransom? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him that if it is as you are claiming, then this is between you and Allah. But my obligation is to judge you based on your external condition. And outwardly you were part of the enemy. You were part of the army of the Quraysh. Therefore, I will be forced to charge you a ransom amount. The next question or the next issue put forth, Abbas radiallahu anhu says to him, okay, but I am a person who does not have any means. I don't have wealth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, Oh Abbas, what about that sum of money that you buried in a certain place and you told your wife Ummul Fadl that I am going for the battle of Badr? If anything happens to me, then unearth this money and use it for our sons, Abdullah and Qutham and Fadl, use it for them. Abbas radiallahu anhu is taken aback. He says, I swear by Allah, you are the Nabi of Allah. Because the only two people in the world who knew about this was myself and my wife Ummul Fadl. Then he says to him that, O Nabi of Allah, 20 uqiya of gold were taken from me on the battlefield. So can this not be counted as part of the ransom? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says no. Nevertheless, time is already expired. Abbas radiallahu anhu says, many years later, the particular verse that was revealed, O Nabi, say to these captives, if Allah knows there to be goodness in your heart, then Allah will grant you something better than what was taken from you. He says, many years later, those 20 uqiyah of gold that were taken, Allah replaced it with 20 slaves, and each one of these slaves was a businessman who was profitable in his own right. And then he says, I am waiting now for the next part of the verse to come true, and that is وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, that Allah will forgive me. The lesson, my dear brothers, sometimes Allah takes something from us. It might be painful, it might be difficult, but if we bear this with sabr, with taqwa, we do the right thing, definitely Allah will replace it with far better for us. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ